Ramadan itself teaches us this lesson of how we can maintain our spirituality after Ramadan. Hazrat Muslim Maud RaziAllahu Anhu described two types of Laylatul Qadr, which is a night of destiny. One is the collective night of destiny, the Ijtimai Laylatul Qadr, the one that we're all familiar with, the one that comes on one night during the last Ashra of the month of Ramadan. But there is another which is called individual night of decree, the Infiradi Laylatul Qadr. And we can learn a lot about the Infiradi Laylatul Qadr and how to achieve it from the Ijtimai Laylatul Qadr. Now, about the Infiradi Laylatul Qadr, the individual night of decree, Hazrat Muslim Maud RaziAllahu Anhu writes that on whichever night Allah Ta'ala decides about a believer, that from now on he is certainly our servant, that is his Laylatul Qadr. And Ramadan is not a prerequisite for this night to happen. At any time during the year, a person's Laylatul Qadr can happen. Allah Ta'ala is gracious and merciful, and these two attributes of His are always manifesting themselves. Thus, Huzur explains that aside from the appointed times of the special blessings of Allah Ta'ala, it was necessary that there be another system of blessings that manifests itself at every moment, and that is a system of individual blessings. The Laylatul Qadr of different believers happens on different days, and in this way, the blessings of Allah Almighty descend daily on His servants throughout the whole year. Now, about the collective Laylatul Qadr, the Ijtimai night of decree, Hazrat Muslim Maud RaziAllahu Anhu writes that then, once during the year, in memory of the revelation of the Holy Quran, the blessings of Allah Almighty collectively descend on the whole Ummah in one night during the last 10 days of Ramadan, and that is the major Laylatul Qadr. So, what we learn from what Hazrat Muslim Maud RaziAllahu Anhu explained here is that searching for the collective Laylatul Qadr during Ramadan teaches us how to search for the individual Laylatul Qadr during the other 11 months. Now, take for example, in the last 10 days of Ramadan, one lesson that we learn is that we search for that collective Laylatul Qadr with a sense of urgency, knowing that time is running out. There's only 10 days, and we know that these 10 days only come once a year. So, knowing that time for finding it is quickly running out creates a sense of urgency in us. Another lesson is that we search with a feeling of certainty. We know that these are blessed special days from among the blessed days of the month of Ramadan, and that Allah Ta'ala will definitely reward our efforts. Now, unfortunately, after Ramadan, these two feelings are fleeting. They start to leave us. That feeling of urgency and that feeling of yaqeen and certainty that's necessary for every step of spiritual progress. These two feelings are often replaced after Ramadan with feelings of laziness and feelings of doubt. So forgetting these critical lessons that we learned in Ramadan ends up holding us back daily during the other 11 months of the year that follow. So to find our individual, Infiradi Laylatul Qadr, we have to search using the same lessons we learned in Ramadan while searching for the collective Laylatul Qadr. That is, searching with a sense of urgency every day on those other 11 months and searching with a sense of certainty and yaqeen. The search for the collective Laylatul Qadr ends with Ramadan, of course, but it teaches us the importance of creating a sense of urgency and a feeling of certainty throughout the next 11 months in our search for the individual Laylatul Qadr. Another lesson that Ramadan teaches us is resilience. During the year, sometimes we feel spiritual high, which is called bast. You know, everything seems easy to us. We want to observe prayers. But sometimes we feel spiritually low, a state of qabz. Now, as a result, we sometimes spiritually progress in bursts. And this isn't something that is a natural part of spiritual progress in the way that we should maintain a daily discipline. When we're in a state of bust, when our heart is feeling open to worship, then we feel motivated and make strides forward. But then when we're in a state of qabz, where our heart is feeling closed and we don't feel inclined towards worship, then we can sometimes despair and our discipline can spiral downwards. And we wait sometimes for the next state of bust to try again. However, during Ramadan, we learn a different lesson and we practice a different lesson. No matter how low we feel spiritually, we observe fast on a daily basis. Even if a person falters, if he misses the Hajj, if he sleeps through Sehri, if he even sleeps through Fajr, if he made up the intention that he's going to fast and he can do it, even without Sehri, then he still keeps his fast and he doesn't allow his failings to disturb his Ramadan discipline of daily fasting. This is the bare minimum he maintains. So no matter how low his motivation drops, Allah Ta'ala maintains a base level of discipline in us that weathers every storm of satanic attacks during the month of Ramadan. So this is a valuable lesson to hold on to during the remainder of the year. After Ramadan, when our spirituality inevitably falls back a bit, we have to remember that we have a baseline of discipline. And if we refuse to back down from that, no matter how low our motivation falls, then we've learned that lesson from Ramadan. So Ramadan teaches us that no matter what the circumstances, we have to keep certain good deeds that we do as a bare minimum to maintain our spirituality when we need it the most. Ramadan itself gives us training on the principles of sustaining the spiritual progress we earn during Ramadan. To avoid the pitfalls that come after Ramadan, we have to not just be aware of the most we can do, but also the least we can do, so that we can be saved from ingratitude. So the main point has been summarized by the Holy Prophet ﷺ, which is that look at those who are inferior to you, and do not look at those who are superior to you, for this will keep you from belittling Allah's favors upon you. So the mistake that we often make after Ramadan is ingratitude, is making a poor estimation of the great blessings that Allah Ta'ala bestowed on us in Ramadan. So we have to maintain after Ramadan a sense of urgency and certainty what Ramadan taught us, and continue striving with steadfastness for the remaining 11 months. In his Jummah khutbah on October 28, 2005, Huzur Ayyadahu Allah bin Asr al-Aziz said that it is the requisite of prayer that it is made with patience and not in a hurry and not with haste, not with impatience. Huzur Ayyadahu Allah said that the condition is that patience is not abandoned after Ramadan. After Ramadan, we have to remain steadfast. The first step to overcoming the trials that come after Ramadan is to be aware ahead of time that spiritual trials will definitely come after Ramadan. The spiritual progress we gain during Ramadan can then be put into perspective and help us to further progress during the rest of the year.